To do that, he must use that strength. He had to crush his enemies, openly and utterly, and so he would. He might delay the moment, might stretch out the agonizing anticipation, in order to force others to offer him their submission, but the ultimate outcome had never been in doubt. It could never have been in doubt, lest it be seen as hesitation or timidity on his part. Reynaud understood that, and his own estimate was that Clinton had accomplished virtually all of his goals. Further delay would achieve very little in terms of the internal dynamic of the members of the vicarate likely to survive the coming purge. Which meant that, at this point, Clinton was holding his hand for purely personal reasons. Having achieved his political objectives in all their essentials, he was treating himself to the predatory satisfaction of watching his doomed foes suffering all the anguish of anticipation.
And if anyone else realizes that's what he's doing, it will only make them even more terrified of crossing him in the future. So even now, he's still killing two wyverns with a single stone, as it were.
The only flaw in the Grand Inquisitor's satisfaction was the possibility that some of his enemies' families might escape him after all, but neither he nor Reynaud were concerned by the possibility that anyone who hadn't already disappeared might do the same. Reynaud still hadn't figured out how the missing family members, and especially the Wilsons, had managed to vanish so thoroughly, although he'd come to suspect there was an additional player in the game. One Stanton didn't know about, and so had been unable to betray. There was a sense of craftsmanship to the family's disappearances, which reminded Reynaud strongly of the disappearance of Archbishop Arake Dinis's family. He still hadn't been able to figure out how that had happened either, but he'd developed a grudging respect for whoever had managed to get them out of the temple lands and into Karras without leaving a single footprint behind. The adjutant general would cheerfully officiate over the fellow's execution, whoever he might be, but he did respect the quality of his opponent. However good that opponent might be, however, none of the other families were going to disappear. All of them were under constant surveillance, and he'd handpicked the inquisitors responsible for keeping them that way. Of course, he'd done that in the Wilsons' case as well, but this time he'd assigned double teams to each family, and it struck him as extraordinarily unlikely that he could have that many traitors, if that was truly what had happened in the Wilsons' case, in his own ranks. No, the other families weren't going anywhere without his knowledge. In fact, he rather wished some of them would make the attempt. If they did, they might yet lead his inquisitors to the others, and he'd become privately convinced that that was the only way he was going to find those others at this point. Not that he had any intention of giving up the hunt. And, meantime...
"Have you given any more thought to exactly when you wish to have them arrested, Your Grace?"
he asked after a moment.
"I think we can give them another 5 days or so, don't you, Willem?"
The adjutant general's question seemed to have restored the Grand Inquisitor's humor, and he smiled jovially.
"There's no need to cut the others' time with their family short, now is there?"
"I suppose not, Your Grace."
Reynaud returned his superior smile with rather more restraint. Unlike Clinton, Reynaud would take no personal satisfaction from the Grand Inquisitor's enemies' destruction. Nor was he particularly looking forward to having the members of their families put to the question in front of them. It was, he acknowledged, one of the most effective of the Schulerite's techniques for extracting information, and their inability to apply it to the family members who had escaped probably helped explain at least some of Clinton's frustration. For himself, however, Reynaud would be just as happy to avoid as much of that sort of thing as he could. It was unlikely to be necessary in any case. They had plenty of evidence already, they could count upon the accused to confess in the end. The accused always did confess in the end, didn't they? And aside from a few junior bishops and archbishops who'd managed to get out of the city before winter closed in, they could put their hands upon the guilty parties any time they chose. Even those who'd contrived to get out of Zion had only delayed the inevitable. They were all being watched by trusted inquisitors, who were simply waiting for the semaphore message to take them into custody.
"I suppose it's remotely possible one or two of them might manage to escape, at least briefly, but not more than one or two. And anyone who does run won't get far."